time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Danny Van Wagner. He's the mayor of Castledale City, and Julie Janis with the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival coming up October 5th through the 8th. And, you know, Joes Valley is synonymous not just around the country, but around the world with bouldering. And it's amazing that our little corner of the world here gets such big recognition. So we have the festival coming up, lots of great, you know, classes, programs, fun things to go out and learn. And we're going to talk about those here over the next little bit. Danny and Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us,
Dave. So let's dive in this first with Julie. Let's talk with you about, we were discussing the fact that, you know, boulderers, not just in the United States, but Joes Valley is kind of a destination internationally for bouldering, isn't it?
Most definitely. So, like, personally, I've been coming here for almost 20 years on trips just to come out here to climb the boulders. Yeah, like you said, there are people coming from around the country and around the world. So it is one of a few world-class bouldering destinations that people really seek out as kind of a lifetime place to go, just because there's such a large variety of climbing here and just different levels of bouldering. But just present day and historically, this has just been a really big area for boulderers to come out and enjoy.
And bouldering, if you don't know that much about it, it is actually pretty fun. You know, it's maybe like, I don't know, and I don't want to upset anybody that's a boulderer out there. It's maybe like, I won't say little, I'll say maybe a younger brother to rappelling, because there are no ropes, there's no nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny sport when you describe it. There's these little boulders out there, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20 feet tall, and instead of ropes, we have foam pads that we put underneath us, and we find, you know, different harder ways up the rock. And we get to the top of the rock, like the hardest way we can figure out, usually, and then we go down the easy side. So it sounds kind of funny, but it's a really, it combines mental and physical aspects, because you're doing a lot of problem solving, trying to figure out your best way up these little routes up the rock. So we really enjoy it.
And it's probably, it's problem solving on the fly, too.
Exactly. That's one of the things I love about it, is when I'm on the rock, I'm completely focused, trying to figure out what I'm going to do, like, figuring it out mentally, but then you also have to have the physical strength, so it's kind of a cool combo of that.
So maybe since you don't use ropes or anything like that, maybe we'll call it the macho way of rappelling. You know, no ropes, no help, it's just you and the rock, that's all there is.
Yeah, but yeah, you have your friends with you, so you have these foam pads, and you have your friends spotting you to kind of keep you safe. So it sounds a little crazy, maybe, but you can actually, like anything, control your risk. And I've been doing this 35 years, and I'm still around here and still enjoying it. So it's been pretty good.
Well, that's a good sign. Let's bring Danny in, because Danny, we always talk about so many other great events are tied into this, and you know, every year they have the different classes, and one of my favorites that we talk about every year is the rodeo and those kinds of things. So let's talk about all those right now.
All righty. Yeah, they have, when they first come up several years ago, I think probably 8 years ago, 7 years ago, with the idea of a rodeo, and I was sitting in the discussion, I thought this was going to be the worst idea in the world, bringing boulders and rodeos together. And they explained, no, we're going to do bouldering rodeo. And it's turned out to be one of the most fun activities, not just for the boulders, but for the locals to come in. And that's where a lot of them are cross. They're going across the lines, I guess, to say. And the locals really get a kick out of watching these crazy people get on animals that they've probably never seen before. And it's just a really good time.
And it's probably one of those events where, you know, the people that go and climb rocks and everything look at the people that are doing rodeo and say, and you call us nuts.
Without a doubt. And that's why I didn't think it was going to work. But it's become one of the popular parts of this boulder festival.
So we've got that. When is the rodeo going to be?
It'll be Friday night, the 6th.
Okay. And what other kind of events do they have wrapped around this? Like I said, there's always like really cool classes. There's a jerky making class from Ungerman's. You can go learn to make donuts at Food Ranch. So what other kind of classes have you got tied in this year?
I believe we've got the pizza class, which is normally there. Also, there's a jewelry making class with John Judd at San Rafael Works. And all these classes really get filled up quickly. They're a kind of a added value to their bouldering festivities.
And so there's all kinds of great things. And Julie, if I can bring you back in, let's maybe go through day by day. So Thursday, you were mentioning something about a cornhole tournament.
Yeah, this was a new addition last year, and it turned out to be really popular. And one of our goals is to bring the locals and the boulderers together so we can interact with each other and learn, like, how we all enjoy the outdoors in different ways, how we can help each other, how we can get to know each other. So the cornhole tournament was awesome. The locals definitely crushed it over the boulderers. But we have that Thursday evening, one of our first things that we'll do to kick off the event, and we have some Yeti coolers and other great drinkware from Yeti that'll be prizes, some pretty sweet prizes, free entry on the cornhole tournament. And then new this year, so the cornhole tournament will be here in Castledale, and then we added a fun run, a trail run out in Orangeville on Thursday night as well. So that's one of the cool things for Thursday. You can come out and demo some trail shoes from Adidas Terex, and that'll all be going on Thursday.
And that's Thursday. And then Friday, what do we got going that's going to roll on Friday?
So Friday is what Danny was just talking about. It's when we have all the local artisan clinics that he was talking about. It's when we'll have the Climbers Rodeo. We'll have food trucks out at the fairgrounds here in Castledale. So all of that will be going on Friday. It's kind of our local focus, like getting the climbers into town, having them see the area, and having all those events going on.
All right, and then Saturday we get down at it, and what do we got going that day?
Yep, Saturday is when we focus on climbing clinics. We have some pro climbers that come into town. We have intro to climbing, like if you've never been out bouldering and it's something you want to check out, we have a free intro to bouldering. So that happens on Saturday, and then we bring everybody back into town, and we have a big trade fair with all of our sponsors, and we round that off in the evening where all of our sponsors, Yeti, Organic Climbing, Mountain Hardware, we've got a great list of sponsors. We have probably $15,000 worth of prizes, including some big Yeti coolers, some really great clothing, great drinkware, backpacks. We have certificates to local businesses. So kind of something for not just the boulderers, but also for the locals. I think everybody could use a giant Yeti cooler for something. So that happens on Saturday evening, and that is a really big draw. A lot of excitement there. We really encourage folks to come out for that.
And then Sunday, as things wrap up, you guys do something that is it's just awesome. And it's your way of giving back to the community. And that is a big conservation cleanup day that goes on. So let's talk about that and get an idea for what's going on with that one.
Yeah, so Sunday's our stewardship day, and we kick it off at the Food Ranch with coffee and donuts just to get everybody together and talking. We do two different projects usually. We have an in-town project that's focused on, like you said, kind of giving back to the local community here. And then we usually do something a little more specific for the climbers, but obviously can be helpful for everybody, of some trail maintenance and things out in the canyons. So in the past, for our in-town projects, we've done things like painting local restaurants. We did an interior painting of the senior center last year in Castledale. For this year, we're going to move over to Orangeville and do a city cleanup. We usually partner with them a couple times a year and assist them with the trash pickup and general cleanup. So we're going to add that to the fest this year. And then we'll go out into the canyons and we'll be doing some trail work on some of the bouldering areas. So that is our plan for this year. Kind of we love to combine both the in-town and the bouldering specific.
All right, so we've got all that going on. If people are looking for more information on this, where can they go? Where can they find that? Where can they find information on tickets and passes at?
Yeah, so all of the information is out there on our webpage, joesvalleyfest.com, and you can find the whole schedule out there. There's a link to buy ticket, and we have different level of tickets, starting at $75, going up the range, but then we also have a pay-what-you-can option for folks that that can't afford the $75, because we want this to be an inclusive event. And if you're not really wanting to do all of the different events, but you just kind of want to come check things out, we welcome folks to come down here to the fairgrounds. We have a lot of just local free events that folks can kind of participate in, see if this is something that they maybe want to engage in at a higher level next year. So you can kind of browse through everything and see which works best for you.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Castledale City Mayor Danny Van Wagner and Julie Janis with the Joes Valley Fest coming up October 5th through the 8th. All kinds of great information available online. Go check this out. It's a lot of fun. Danny, Julie, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us and giving us a call this morning. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate it too, Dave. And one more thing. If you've never bouldered or you've never seen this festival, you need to come out. If you've already been here once, we know you want to come back. This is a lot of fun for climbers and non-climbers. It's inclusive. Everybody's one big family. Come see us.
Get out there and enjoy it. Thank you once again, you two. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.